This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1208, the top four reasons to read and free resources.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, get inspired to read in English. Find out four ways reading helps your IELTS scores, and also learn how you can find English books for free. Aubrey, are you reading any good books lately?
I am. I'm reading, actually have it right here. It's called The Last Letter from Your Lover, which sounds like a Harlequin romance or something.
It does.
Her name's Jojo
Moyes. Is there a
Moyes.
Man with no shirt on the cover?
That's no, I'm going to show it to prove that there's not.
Oh, good.
Though
okay.
It doesn't look that much better, but I really like it.
It has like curly Q font,
yeah,
which makes me worried. Guys, if you're not watching this on YouTube, you should be. Remember that we do publish every podcast in video form on our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. So if you don't know what we look like, go on over, subscribe, check us out. So Aubrey, is this a good book?
Yes. If you've heard of the book Me Before You, which was recently turned into a film that was excellent, and the book was excellent. It's the same author, so same kind of style. And they're thought-provoking because it's always sort of a what if. So it's a woman who is in a car wreck and gets amnesia, like the day that she was going to divorce her husband and leave him for this other man she had fallen in love with.
Oh my God. I rolled my eyes so hard just now.
I know, Jessica, it's not your style, but it has all the feels. And it's interesting to think about because she's forgotten her old life, she sort of falls in love with her husband again. And it's interesting to think about like what kind of changes you could make in order to, you know, have your life go very differently than it would have, right? Like closing doors.
Yes. Is that Gwyneth Paltrow movie?
Yes. Alternate universes.
You know, I love anything with a variety of timelines and alternate parallel dimensions. Those are the kind of stories I go in for.
I hooked you with that.
You did.
Otherwise, you're out.
I'm out of here. Is it only love? See you later. Guys, we are going to talk about reading today. And first, we're going to give you four reasons why you must be reading in your IELTS preparation, because we haven't talked about this for a while, but I really honestly, truly think that, guys, this is the number one thing you can do to improve your IELTS score is to read as much as possible. Because it's not just about improving your reading score, right? So we're going to give you four reasons now that you have to be reading to improve your IELTS scores. And then we're going to make some recommendations on where you can find stuff to read. So guys, the number one reason that you should be reading as much as possible and reading stuff you like. Okay, like I'm going to read comic books. Aubrey's going to read some romance novel. The number one reason, guys, is vocabulary. This is where you get your vocabulary from, and then you can use it in production of writing and speaking. On that note, guys, we are doing a very cool 30 for 30 vocabulary challenge. It's going to come out very soon. It is a limited time deal. You can join the challenge. Guys, get your name on the list, allearsenglish.com/VIP list. And this puts you on the VIP list to get invited into this vocabulary challenge. And it's not just that, it's a complete fluency package, okay? But we're talking about vocab, and this is why I think you should go there, guys. Okay, so vocab is number one. What is the second reason that students should be reading?
Yeah, to improve your grammar, guys. You don't want to be doing specific grammar lessons and looking up like, how do I learn grammar? As much as reading, right? You're seeing grammar used correctly. You're starting to recognize and use it correctly yourself. Reading is what makes natives better grammarians, right? Everyone I know who uses really great grammar is also a prolific reader.
It's true. Yeah, no, 100%. I know when I was still studying Spanish and I had to, you know, read a lot of novels for different literature classes, if I came to a sentence that just seemed mind-boggling and it was confusing, and sometimes it's not just about the vocab. So I would copy the whole sentence out in my notebook and I would analyze it. I would diagram it. I would go like chunk by chunk and think, okay, adjective, adverb, past participle, and really make myself think about this grammar, right? And when you are challenging yourself in that way, then you really raise your grammar knowledge and you are able to use more complicated structures for sure.
Yes. So, and when you're studying for IELTS, another to push it just a little farther, mm-hmm. you, when you're adding this to a vocab notebook, think about now, how would I use this in my writing, in my speaking, create another sentence using that interesting grammar structure?
Yeah.
It's going to solidify it in your brain and totally. You will then be able to use it correctly on IELTS, boost that vocab, that grammar score.
Because remember, guys, using or seeing something once does not equal learning.
Unfortunately.
I wish it were that easy, right? I would be completely fluent in Spanish if it were that easy, and I'm not. So guys, like, you really do have to make yourself use the new vocab, the new grammar, as many ways as possible. Writing sentences, saying stuff out loud. That's the only way you're going to actually get it into your brain well enough to the point where you can use it later. So two more reasons you have to read, guys. Here's the third one. Ideas. Ideas. When I see a student reference something from a book, nonfiction or fiction, something they read in the newspaper, right? When I see students reference outside reading in their task two essays, I am always way more impressed, right, than if they hadn't have done that, or if they had made something up. And you certainly can make something up, but referencing something real that you experienced in outside reading is definitely impressive to the IELTS examiner.
We're so excited about this complete fluency package we've created for you guys. We're calling it 30 for 30. You get vocabulary, you get free live group classes, you get the Connected Communicator online course, which in itself is amazing. I'm so excited for you guys to get in there, but you have to be first on the list. We have limited space. Go to allearsenglish.com/VIP list to sign up. You'll be the first one to hear when it's available. And it's not going to be available after September 20th. So hurry, go now to check it out. allearsenglish.com/VIP list. Yes, and the more you read, just the quicker your brainstorming is, the quicker when you're doing IELTS speaking, your answers, your ideas come so much more quickly the more you are reading in English.
That's a good point, right? Because it's like students are always saying, how can I speak as fast as I think? Like, why? I'm translating, I'm searching, there's all this stuff happening in my brain before the idea can come out through my pen or through my mouth. Like, how do I make this connection stronger? And experiencing life in English, experiencing these ideas in English, that's how you strengthen the connection, right? That's a really good point. I love that. What is the fourth reason? Yes, and by the way, this is the last reason, guys. The other three are more important, honestly. But what's the fourth benefit to reading?
Yes, for sure. Just that your overall reading comprehension improves and the speed at which you can read a text. So keep in mind, when you're doing the reading exam, it's not a comprehension exam, you guys. It's all about the strategies. But there still will be quite a bit of text there that you have to be able to read quickly. Yeah. And the more you're reading in English, the faster you can do this.
Exactly. And going back to that point that we made before about experiencing the ideas in English, right? Part of this complete fluency package that we're offering next week is the Connected Communicator course, guys. And you can listen to interviews with native speakers all across America, and you are experiencing issues that come up on IELTS, right? Like travel and food, but also societal issues, deeper topics that are really hard to write about and think about. You can experience these things in English, and then you're going to be so ready for the exam. So don't forget, guys, to get your name on this list. It's so incredible, this fluency package. So sign up allearsenglish.com/VIP list. We will be launching it first to you guys on this list. Okay. So where can students find stuff to read, Aubrey?
Yeah, that's the trick, right? If you don't always have a book, or maybe you like to read online, text online, we had a 3Q student ask recently for us to recommend some websites, and he shared an app called Blinkist, which he said provides summaries of books, so that's interesting. And then we wanted to share a couple of other ways that you can get texts to read online on websites.
Yeah.
And the first one is openlibrary.org. And then a very related one that I'll share with it, which is Project Gutenberg, gutenberg.org. Nice. So these have thousands and thousands of free ebooks that you can just read the text. They're proofread by volunteers, and it's a great place to read a lot of the classics, things that the copyright is no longer has expired. So you can read it for free online.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And if you are in America, or if you are in a country with a strongly established library system, do check out your local libraries. Because here where I live, for example, in Multnomah County, that's the county that I'm in Portland, the libraries here use an app called Libby. And this is where I get a lot of my books, because I can rent books for my Kindle. I can also go to the library and pick up physical books. I can get audio books for free on the Libby app. So don't forget to check out your local resources, because even if you're in a country that does not have English as a first language, the library is still going to have books in English, guys. So don't forget that free resource, that community resource of libraries. So have you used Gutenberg.org?
Yes, I have. I actually, for a little while, I volunteered because they have volunteers doing the voiceover, like the audiobook reading aloud.
Oh, fun!
Yes, it was really fun. I enjoyed it when I had a little more time for that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, if you like audiobooks, look into that as well. There are a lot of free resources for these same types of books, right? But mm-hmm. I like reading the classics. I read like War and Peace. Online, on a computer, when I was a receptionist and was just sitting at a computer, I read the whole novel. I read Crime and Punishment, some of those longer books.
Oh, you really dove into the Tolstoy.
I did.
Oh.
I did Anna Karenina too. I did a lot of Tolstoy.
I was just going to say, that's my favorite Tolstoy
it's
book.
So good.
Anna
I love
Karenina.
Them all though.
So
and they're good. Longer texts, but
yeah.
Full of really high level vocab. So some of these older classics, guys, don't write them off. They
totally.
Are gems.
And, you know, anything by Charles Dickens, I also recommend, because, again, it's old enough, you can find it for free. That's what we're talking about, right? But the comments on the society in that era of England carry over into today, because he does comment a lot on poverty and rights, you know, and it's witty. He's so funny. I love Charles Dickens. It's so old, but it's so good, you guys.
No,
and it's shorter than Tolstoy, usually.
That's true. That's very, always. No, always.
Always. Okay, guys. So definitely let us know if you have any recommendations for books. Let us know your questions as well. support@allearsenglish.com. And don't forget that we are offering a complete fluency package plus a vocabulary challenge, guys, where you will learn 30 new words in 30 days as part of this complete fluency package. And it's only $99, guys.
And okay, so four live group classes.
And it's four live group bonkers. Classes. Like, this is crazy awesome. This is awesome. So guys, get your name on the list, because there are limited spots here. We don't have room for everyone in our live group classes. So get your name on this list so you're the first invited, guys. allearsenglish.com/VIP list. And there you can have live classes with me and Aubrey and Lindsay. All right, Aubrey, thank you so much. This is super fun.
Yes, so fun. I'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.